2 years ago, Sidney Gray killed Thomas Moore. Gray had been released from jail only a few months before after being held for mental health reasons. Moore's family wanted to sue the police department and the county for negligence. They asked the police for Gray's mental health records to bolster their suit and were turned down. Bill Leaders of the Wisconsin Freedom of Information Council says the high court's decision to protect privacy of mental health records makes sense, but he's worried the ruling will prompt government bodies to limit access to other records as well.
Give them an inch, they'll take a mile. My concern is that the decision will be abused by records custodians, that this will be used to deny access to all sorts of records.
But advocates for the mentally ill say if the court had released the records, it would have created a slippery slope in the opposite direction and eroded current privacy protections for mental health records. Kristen Kirschensteiner of Disability Rights Wisconsin says releasing personal mental health records should be left up to a court and not decided on the basis of the open records law.
I think the use of open records would drastically alter someone's expectation of privacy and even having a chilling effect on whether someone would want to seek treatment if they thought that somehow involving a public official opens your mental health records up to whoever has the price of a stamp.
Kirschensteiner says it is possible to petition a court to release such documents if the person seeking them can present a compelling enough reason. Gil Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.